my sermon today is How Do You Get Into Heaven? And I think that's a question that's been asked through the ages by all cultures. It probably comes after the question of they figure out where do we come from. I guess the next logical question is where we're going to. I know in the Christian tradition we come from Adam and Eve. Native American tradition, it's the sky woman. But so heaven is something I could probably talk about for hours and hours, but I'm going to try to keep this on the shorter side. Maybe I should go with my... I was going to try to go without notes today, but I better take a few guesses. So our Jewish ancestors seem to be focused on works and, you know, doing the right thing. They had the Ten Commandments, and then once you want to follow those, you had to make up for it with the sacrifice of an animal. And then I believe our Catholic, the Catholic faith also stresses good works, except instead of having to do animal sacrifices, we can rely on the forgiveness of Jesus. As I've mentioned before in some of my other sermons, I have a kind of a multi-faith background. I was also raised in the Baptist faith, and I remember a few of my Baptist preacher's sermons, because he talked about how, you know, one of the things the Catholics had wrong was the faith or the works, and he said that, you know, there's a line in the Bible that we're saved through faith alone, and it's through faith that we get to heaven. And he did in that same sermon talk about how, you know, there are some works, but it's not the purpose of the works aren't getting us to heaven. It's the faith that gets us to heaven. But then he said, you know, I guess works are the fruit of the faith, or they're the visual evidence that your faith is a proper faith. So I guess in summary, most religions talk about, you know, there's the list of good things to do and the list of good or bad things to do. And the difference is a lot of religions have different rules. I know there are certain things, you know, and there are a lot of things that are in common. All the Ten Commandments up there: do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. But one of the big things they talked about is accumulating wealth. And I understand that if you're spending your time, your energy, and your resources on accumulating, you know, material wealth, and then I know once you accumulate material wealth, there's a lot of maintenance to keep a lot of material wealth up. I know, going from a smaller yard to a bigger yard, I know how much time you spend in just mowing, and then, you know, the more things you have, the more things you have to, you know, maintain. So if you're spending all your time on stuff, then you don't have as much time to spend on people. So it makes perfect sense to me that what Jesus says, giving up your stuff gives you more time. I guess it frees up your time to see what you should spend your priorities on. And I guess I should end with my theory about heaven is that maybe, you know, heaven's not so much like a place to go to, but it's a place where you can, I know we pray to people that are up, you know, up in heaven, and if they can see what's going on down here, I guess heaven would be kind of a place where you can see what everybody else is doing and that your life benefited. So I know we all, you know, our lives, I guess I've said this, we want to, our lives should benefit more people than we harm. So if you are, you know, if your life is helping other people, I know I'm a teacher, so I'm hoping that some of the things that I've taught my students, and I'm also a father, so some of the things that I've taught my children, I guess my view of heaven is, you know, once I've passed on, maybe I can get a good seat up there and watch my children grow, and, you know, the things that they've learned from me, and maybe watch my students. So I guess the opposite of that would be if anybody happens to go to hell, they'd be maybe staring up and seeing some of the harm that they've caused. If their lives caused more harm to people than it did, you know, help, then, you know, their punishment in the afterlife is having to see the consequences of what their bad decisions and their choices of money over people, what kind of harm those things cause. So that, I guess, the people they've harmed, and they know the continuing harm onto them. So that's my sermon today. Thank you very much for listening.